All right, guys, welcome to the Life's Peachy Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm thrilled to have you join me on my journey. For those that are new here, small introduction, I'm a proud mama too, a devoted wife to my childhood sweetheart, passionate respiratory therapist, and online course creator. Through my podcast, I'm here to share insights and strategies and empower women to break free from unhealthy habits, embrace fitness and nutrition, and create positive transformations in their own lives. Join me as we dive into inspiring stories, expert interviews, and actionable tips to supporting you on your journey towards a healthier and happier lifestyle. Thank you for being here. I wanted to log in today. I wrote a blog piece. If you follow my blog, Big Love, or if you're on my email list, you receive this as well. And if you're not, I will attach links below. But I wrote a small piece called 5 Things I No Longer Do as a Sober Rebel Woman. I love this idea of sober rebel, a rebel in an alcohol-obsessed society, to be different, daring to be different. I like this little sober rebel thing. I am 3 years and almost 11 months into deciding that alcohol was no longer serving the person I desire to be. And so here are 5 things I no longer do as a sober rebel woman. 1, stay at events where the vibe isn't right. I think there's a lot of events that I just no longer even attend. I found that most things that I went to, alcohol was most often center stage, or I made it center stage for that event. But nonetheless, I surrounded myself with events where, you know, maybe the crowd of people or, you know, anything like that made it center stage. And I no longer attend said events where I'll feel any kind of pressure or I'll feel awkward or I just feel out of place. You know, I think it's funny. Maybe I drank to fit into a place that I really didn't fit into, if that makes sense. 2, prioritize the things that make me happy and eliminate the things that jeopardize my sobriety. By the way, I think like sobriety is such a weird term, but I guess you have to term something because it is so normal to have drinks or to be a drinker. So we have to make a coin a name. But anyways, nonetheless, prioritizing the things that make me happy. I love moving my body. I love moving my body because it fucking feels good to do it. And the more that I do it, the better I feel. The better I feel, the more that I do it. And let me tell you, working out after a hangover is fucking terrible. So when your body goes from like knowing what it feels like to be shitty to knowing what it feels like to be good, you just want more things that feel good. So I just, you know, started to take out the things that, or try to eliminate like stressors in my life. You know, I try to surround myself with people who want to grow, people who are positive, people who have good energy about them, who treat others kindly, who, you know, make the world a better place. You know, there's some people that just aren't my energy and it's nothing against them, but maybe, you know, I want to make sure that my energy is always jiving. Like, the world is hard, but only as hard as we make it. Like, I'm incredibly blessed in many different ways, and I just try to create this positive energy and surround myself with positive energy. And I guess that kind of goes right into 3, associate with people who don't support my growth. There will always be people in your life who may not support and understand your growth. Don't worry about it. They're not your people. I feel like the more that I share my story, you know, the right people are magnetized to my message. I'm speaking to the people who are like me or who understand or who just support, like, hey, Jamie, you're trying to do some rad shit in the world and make the world a better place. I feel you. So I just like to associate with people who want to grow, you know. Climbing a mountain is never done alone. Like, it always takes a support system of just good people, and you can get to the top together, and I think that's so cool. I lift you up, you lift me up. 4, feel the need to justify my sobriety. I remind myself that I do not need to justify to anyone my reasoning for wanting to better my life, and if I find myself feeling like I need to justify myself, should I be with that person or in that place to begin with? I think anymore, I'm just really trying to protect my energy, be in places that make me feel good, be with people that make me feel good. And I don't need to justify that. 5, make myself uncomfortable to make other people comfortable. I love this. Somebody said this to me, and I just stuck with me. I no longer put myself around people and or places to make other people happy. anymore if it's not a fuck yes, I'll be there kind of feeling for me. It's a fuck no. I defend and protect my sunshine at all costs. So there's my little five little tidbits for how I, things I no longer do as a sober rebel woman. Anyways, I'd like to leave you with a little tidbit. Life's Peachy Rebranded isn't about my new logo, brand name, or even the products I have created, but just saying, my Eat to Live masterclass is fucking fabulous. Life's Peachy Rebranded is about being an unapologetic woman in an alcohol-crazed society. Much love, sisters. Big things, guys, in my own personal, like, work life, I guess, you know, the more that I share my story, the more the right people are magnetized to my message. And I want you to take that home with you too. The more work you put into the world that brings you joy, the more, you know, people that like that kind of work, the more, you know, that good energy will just be magnetized to you. I do believe in the law of attraction. I do believe in manifestation. So the more that I'm speaking my mission to my core, to my true being and belief, you know, my own branding, my own name, the more people are magnetized to my message. I have this great opportunity to interview somebody that's doing big things in the world, that's sharing his message. I like this because we can get a male's perspective on sobriety. And he is allowing himself to be vulnerable and no ego and sharing his story on his sobriety and what it means to him. I thought this was super special for ladies, because oftentimes, you know, men and women, we're not the same. But it's cool to have, like, a dude that will talk about it, right? So maybe we can get this, you know, this sense of feeling for the other sex, the masculine kind, and see their take on sobriety. Anyways, I'm always learning, I'm always growing, and I always love the opportunity to collaborate and share experiences and to learn from one another. So, Joseph Hafe, I'm grateful for you. He's a tattoo artist here in Las Vegas, and he'll be on my podcast. Big love, Life's Peachy Rebranded. This is only just the beginning. If I ever share anything on my podcast episode that inspires you or may inspire someone you love, please screenshot it, share it. That is how my message grows. And to all of my continued listeners who support my dream, this mountain was never climbed alone. It takes every one of us, and I'm so grateful for it to have this community of people. Anyways, big love. Jamie Letchworth. I'm out.